In some ways, religion is about us. Christmas, the conception of Jesus, happened for us. And just as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, people look at the miracles of Jesus and they wonder because they are fantastic. But the more profound thing which the Creator understood is that you can't force someone to love you. All the miracles in the world, all the magic in the world. If you remember in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man says, send someone from the dead to warn my brothers they have to live the correct way. And the response is, they have the Bible. They have the prophets. Let them listen to them, because if they do not listen to them, even if someone comes back from the dead, they will not change. So sometimes people look at miracles and they help them believe. But I think the more profound thing is the offering of the Savior of himself to us. 9 months in the womb, silent. 33 years on earth, only preaching for the last three of them. And on the cross, in silence, he offers up his soul to God and says, this is how much I love you. In some ways, the Bible is like one half of a dialogue. God trying to make it clear how much there is of love for us, and the response is ours. Nobody can force you. Even if someone got up from the dead, it wouldn't be much of an incentive. It might be exciting for a few weeks, and then we would go back to our usual life. But love and humility of the Savior to teach us, he didn't come as some kind of fantastical creature. He was born of a virgin for the salvation of the human race to tell us, this is how much dignity there is in being a human being, body and soul. It is nothing to be embarrassed about. It is something to be proclaimed. That is why Christmas is so important for us, because it's God telling us, when we sin, when we do something wrong, or when we try to hurt our brother or sister, it is a sign that we have forgotten how great we are, how much we are loved, and how much has been done for us. Yes, in many ways, all these churches and all these services were done for us. God didn't need them. But this is how much he loved us, that he came into the world and he promised us nothing more and nothing less than himself, if we would give him nothing more or nothing less than ourself. That's the deal.